talking about what Paul is bringing, teaching the church. And I want you to know that this is one of the most important teachings in Christianity. This thing that Paul is writing about is one of the most important teachings in the Christian world. That is how to live by the Spirit. How to live by what? Spirit. How to live the Christian life. Many people don't know it. And because of that, a lot of things are spun up. Some people think it's extraordinary punishing myself. Some people think it is laws, you know, in this church. 10 laws and 20 commandments. All manner of things come from human hate about how to live a Christian. They mean well, but they lack knowledge. So this is one of the most important things you must understand as a Christian. And as we go, and I'm going to show you, if you don't understand this thing, your life will be, you'll be facing, you won't reach your potential as a Christian. The flesh will see to it. It will see to it. So, Paul was telling the Christian that you're born again, that you have your flesh. Is there anybody here who doesn't have a flesh? If you don't have a flesh, leave us. You're a spirit. Everybody has a flesh. The Bible calls it the outer man. It calls it this tabernacle in which our spirit lives. And because it's alive, it has desire, it has feelings, it has everything. But understand that your flesh is from the earth and it's not spiritual. Because it's not spiritual and God is spirit, your flesh cannot understand it. Can I hear amen? You know, no matter how you train a dog is what? A dog. I heard about a family that had 8. And they left their level 4-year-old boy with the 8 big dogs. By the time they came back, they had more the boy and children. Because a dog is a dog. If you go to the park where I walk, they bring a lot of dogs sometimes. Those dogs sometimes want to bite you. I've seen a dog here pull down his owner right on the street. Pull the man down to fight another dog. They couldn't stop it. Because by nature, it's an animal. You know, some people want to tell you that animals have spirits, right? Have you had that joke? Eh? Okay, get them born again. Yeah. If they are spirit, go and get your dog born again. And let your dog be filled with the Holy Spirit. Have you tried having fellowship with a dog? Huh? I say we're in fellowship with, you know, they baptize dogs, do a man of nonsense. They say, ask. Those things are demonic stuff. What I'm trying to emphasize is our flesh cannot be redeemed. Because it came from where? From the earth. That's why when we bury people, we say, head to what? I mean, dust to dust. What again? Ash to ash, and what again? Sand to sand. Dust to dust. Ash to ash. You see, you came from this earth, this body, and to this earth you what? Go back. May the spirit returns to the maker. So our flesh cannot be, it's impossible. Just forget it. So Paul was trying to let the Christian know that because he has the flesh, that flesh interferes in his life. And because of that, he cannot be the righteous requirements of God. And so in Galatians 2:21, he says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ died what? Even. He said, I cannot set aside the grace of God, the acts of Christ that saved me. He said, I cannot set this aside. Because if righteousness comes by what I do, when it talks about the law, it's talking about what I do. Because the law is what you do. The law is not what God does. The law is what the man what? Does. It's not God that does the law, it's we. So he said, if righteousness comes by what I do, to obey the laws of God, then Christ didn't need to come. Then I could achieve it. I could deal with my flesh. I could meet the righteous requirements of God without Christ. But he said it's not possible. For by the deeds of the law shall no man be what? Justified before. No man. In Romans 3:20. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. No flesh. If it is by what we do on our own, the flesh will not let us do what we want to do. He said, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested. So, and Paul says this situation causes misery to the Christian. He finds it. So it's something that makes you really sigh. Some pastors say we grow, makes us grow until we receive the body, the sinless body that Christ was promised us. He said, but this one makes us grow because it doesn't allow us to do what we want to do. So he talks about, you know, the miserable person that has made him. But he thanks God that he found the solution, that the answer is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The answer is in what? I want you to say it with me. The answer is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come on, say it with me. Want to go? You must, brethren, I'm begging you. I'm not kidding. You don't get these fruits. There's no other way to deal with the fruits. Your flesh will miss you. Big time. I'm not kidding. And the flesh is a dangerous thing. Very dangerous thing. I was getting ready to go to my work, and my wife was listening to Andrew Womack. Coincidentally, what I was going to preach was what he was talking about. So I grabbed some stuff, one scripture. They call it plagiarism. Plagiarism. So I'm stealing it from him. God tell him. Jeremiah 10:23. He read it. Jeremiah 10:23. In King James Version, he said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. O Lord, I know one thing. Can we please know it? If you didn't know that before, know it now. Know it now. I'm telling you that the way of a man is what? Not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct what? His steps. The way of a man is not in himself. That's what Paul is talking about. That's what Paul is telling the church. That if you think you can achieve righteousness, then the ways of a man is not in himself. It's not in himself at all. It's not in a man to direct what? His footsteps. I want to read it in New Living Translation. It says, I know, Lord, that our lives are not our own. We are not able to plan our course. Now, let me read it in Message. If you have Message, can you put it up? Listen, I know, God, that mere mothers can't run their own life. That men and women don't have what it takes to take charge of life. If you didn't know this truth, you must know it. That you and I don't have what it takes to run our life. So when we begin to take charge of our lives, we mess everything up. That's what Paul is hammering down. That's what, and because if we don't understand this thing that Paul is teaching the church, we take sides, thinking that we're doing it God's way. Because that's what the Pharisees thought. The Bible says they think they are serving God. They think they are what? So Jesus said some of you, they will kick out thinking they are doing the work. Thinking. Because the carnal mind is extremely self-righteous. But it's based primarily on what a man does. That's what it is. So he says, I know, God, that mere mortals can't run their own life. That men and women. Is there any other category? We have only men and what? Women. Any other thing is craziness. That men and women don't have what it takes to take charge of life. If we agree, say amen. So, he comes to Romans chapter 8 from verse 1 and begins to tell us there's only God that can take charge of our life. And it's only God that can run it. It's only God that can do this. It's only God. Because it's not the man to take charge of his life. It's not. You can't say, I'm going to live this the righteous standard of God. That's you want to take charge. You want to. He said, no, it's not in you to take charge. So if it's not a man to take charge, then it is in who to take charge of that life. It's in Christ. That's why we say, give your life to who? Christ. Surrender it. If you surrender it, it takes charge. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am begging you again, understand this. Do you know why many people don't go to Bible studies? Because they're ignorant of this. I'm not kidding. They are so ignorant. They think they have what it takes to do. So they think as far as money is coming, job is good. They think I have what it takes. I don't need all this. I'm fine. I'm doing okay. Until calamity comes. Did you see them here? Bible study. They keep coming. I see them now. But that's not the time. So, in Romans chapter 8 from verse 1, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, now see how God takes charge of our life. See how God takes charge of our life. Because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads what? Do you know that your testimony here is what you overcome? If you don't agree with this thing, you are going to take charge of your life. Thinking that your determination, your self-will will do it. The Paul said no. The things I will, I find. Come on now. I find and I don't do. I will it, but I find I can't do it. Because Paul says, the things I will, I find what? He wrote to the Galatians, he said, I want to do this, but I find there's a war going on. Therefore, I'm not able to do those things that I want. The want to is there, but there's something opposing, and you can't handle it. You must understand, you can't handle it. Because if you can, you don't need Christ. Christ said, without me, you can't have it. Don't let's play religion with this thing, because sometimes we say the right things, we step outside there, and we shift back to what we're doing. It's because we don't understand this. This is why many Christians have struggled with character issues. That's why anger, 20 years, is still dealing with anger. Yeah. 20 years as a Christian. It's really this old man anger. It's like everybody's with him sees it. So what is the new creature now? Yeah. Why? Easter, everybody goes to church, we celebrate Jesus rose from the dead. And he rose with him in newness. Why is the new life that anger doesn't work? I don't even want to begin to tell you a lot of things that Christians struggle with. Sexual issues. Impatience. Then this one. What they call this? Huh? Many Christians have poison here. I'm not kidding. And this is destroying them. And they don't even know. I'm not kidding you. He's destroying them. Somebody came to me and said that word. He said, Pastor, hey! He said the women's conference was too much. And then he said that we invited somebody that went. He said, the woman said, I'm coming back next year. And he said, Pastor, I find myself in this small group discussion. What they call small group discussions? Eh? workshop. He said, I told somebody to go and attend that one. Why I'll attend another one? He said, the son had found myself sitting there. And he said, they are talking about the tongue and the tongue and what? The tongue and what? This. He said, Pastor, whoa. He said, I needed it. He said, man, I really needed it. He said, I don't know how I found myself there. He said, that's what I needed to hear. Brethren, I'm telling you a line. Many Christians are destroyed. The reason they don't understand this principle. They don't even believe. You can't handle your tongue by yourself. The Bible says the tongue, no man can. You must go back to what Christ did for you on the cross. That's why he dealt with that. That's why he dealt with it. But I can tell you, do you know why evangelism is not too effective? Because of lack of Christians. They leave very bad taste all over the place. Very bad taste all over the place. Somebody came to me and said, Pastor, he said, we know you are members. Please, this story. He said, the reason they keep quiet here is because they know you deal with them. Say, we know them outside. I'm not kidding. He said, Pastor, we know. He said, we know them outside. He said, yeah, I see. Everybody knows that no religion should come here and mess up Pastor Tinubu with you tonight. He said, if you don't use strong hand, so we know them all. We meet them. He said, when they cross that, they know. They say, Pastor, the hand you use, they know. So if you don't use that hand, so we know them. I mean, what kind of testimony is that? Tell me, what kind of testimony is that? And the Bible says we should not be like mules that is led through by rope. The reason is we don't understand. This is what we say. Because if we don't believe this, what the Spirit says. It's not a man to take inside of his name. We don't want to give heed to this thing, but we think, if I'm going to try, I'm a Christian. A Christian doesn't do this. A Christian doesn't do this. So I'm not going to do that. You're taking charge. And the arm of the flesh, you what? Fail you all the time. All the time. This thing we're talking about is the core thing. Is the courting. Romans 8:1. So now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving spirit has freed you from the power of sin that lives today. Has set you free. Can I hear amen? Then he told us that the law of Moses was unable to save us. Because of the weakness of this sinful nature. So what I do, trying to beg God, will not save me from this thing. That's why Paul said, what I want to do, I find what? I had experience with somebody, a person who was so sober. Very, very sober. So very, very wonderful. Very, very wonderful. It's so wonderful. So, I said, have you noticed? I said, yeah. I said, it is temporary. He said, well, I said, yeah. I said, because it's the permanent one comes from doing this. He doesn't. He said, watch it. It wasn't long to the station as I do. So there are things that happen to somebody. But that's not the reaching. There are experiences you have in life. You pass them. But as soon as you forget the experience, you go to the shelf. And take back everything. You cannot be free until you know the truth. It's the truth you know that works in your life. And the truth says that Christ, the life-giving spirit, has freed me from the power of sin. That's the truth I must know. That's the truth I must believe. That's the truth I must live by. Otherwise, I make the cross of no He said. And then he warned me that it's not the Lord that set you free. So the Lord couldn't set you free. The Lord cannot set you free. So it's not the things you put, say, I'm not going to do this, this and that. Those are not the things that set you free. The answer is Christ. It is Christ that what? Set me free. Am I making sense? It's not those things that set me free. But those are the things that people cling to, run to, pastors teach, denomination set up as the Savior. They won't call it Savior, but they say, if you're a Christian, we don't do this, we must not do this. And all those must will become their guide. I was in Kaduna attending businessmen's fellowship. And then one man was sharing this. And this is true. He said, I gave my life to Christ in this fellowship. He said, you know, my wife, because she was a very rich man, he said, my wife had a lot of these sisters who come to pray. He said, they will cover up, they don't wear earrings. He said, I was sleeping with all of them. He said, that was what stopped me from being a Christian. He said, they were so cheap and sweet. He said, all of them I was sleeping with. And I found it funny when they come. Those are not the things that say to you, you take your eyes off of Christ, you are in trouble. You must focus on Jesus 24/7. That's from where your help comes. My help coming from the Lord. He's my Savior. He's my deliverer. He's my all. Now, when they give all these kind of things, and people think that that's what makes you free, they are good, wonderful, but it doesn't set you free. That's why the trouble is. Because they neglect what Christ did and cling to what they can do. And so far. Do you know how many Christians have six churches and hide it? Before we came out, I told my wife, I said, secret things happen. People are hiding a lot. Some of them is the fantasy department. Some of them is the masturbation department. Some of them is the secret department. Some of them is. You don't want to know what people struggle with. So where is the freedom that Jesus That's why Christianity doesn't make sense. It doesn't take sight of it. It's boiled down to tradition, culture, and what we do. I'm born again, Pentecostal. So, my sisters, let me tell you, if your life doesn't transform, you are not a Christian. Paul says, Paul says, what matters is your life is transformed. That's what matters. You see, all those who live by this principle, see, they are the true children. He wrote Adelaide. I said, the peace of God should be on them. That's what he wrote. And he wrote about false brethren. Sheep among wolves. Yes, wolves among Jesus said they are going to look alike. The tree, the tire, and the so the Lord Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness. I don't even know how many minutes I've stayed. Okay. I think I'll be able to use my resource. The Lord Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not. It was God that did what the law could not. It was God that did what the law could not. It was God that did what the law could not. So when you begin to believe what God did you enter into the reality of it. It is that thing that God did that made all the difference in our lives. If God didn't do that, we'd be in trouble. So he sent his own son in a body, like the bodies we see in our son. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. So the reason he did this, he did this so that the just requirement of the law demands that we live a godly life, but the law cannot save us from this. So now the just requirement of the law will be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow that we talk about. Can I hear anything? He wrote to the Galatians 4, verse 4. But when the right hand came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. God sent him. See, he's telling the Galatians exactly the same thing writing to the Romans. But when the right hand came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. Verse 5. So, verse 5. God sent him to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could now adopt us as his own very own children. And because we are his children now, God has sent the spirit of his son where? Into our house, prompting us to call out Abba Father. Look at Galatians 6:13. Paul says that it is the cross that made all the difference. And Galatians 6, what? 13. And even those who advocate circumcision don't keep the whole law themselves. They only want you to be circumcised so they can boast about it and claim you as their disciples. Verse 14. Then he said, as for me, verse 14. He said, as for what? He now begins to tell them, this is what I did. This I did in my life. This is what I believe. As for me, may I never boast about what? Anything. Except the cross of our Lord Jesus. Because of that cross. Because of what? It is because of the cross. It is because of that cross. My interest in this world has been crucified. So that it is because of what happened at the cross that I was separated from him by making me a new creature, cutting off this body of sin, which I could never have made. So because of it, he said, because of that cross, my interest in this world has been what? Crucified. And the world's interest in me also died. Now let's remove the cross from the equation. Can this be possible? I'm asking. Come on now. Take the cross away. Do you know anything you can put in this place to achieve this thing? You see what Paul is saying? What the law could not do, only God what? Did it on the cross. Paul said, yeah, I believe it. It's on the cross that my interest in this world was what? We are separated. I became a new creature. For all things have passed. He said, I'm not part of the world. One that was part of the world that we crucified. I mean, he would testify everywhere because he believed in him. Because of that cross, my interest in this world has been crucified, and the world's interest in me has also died. 15. Verse 15. 15. It doesn't matter whether we have been circumcised or not. What counts is whether we have been what? Transformed into a new creation. And where does the transformation take place? At the cross. When you come to Christ, you become a new creature. And then the transformation begins to take place by teaching you what God did, because nobody knew it before. Now the Spirit of God is revealing it to us. It's showing us what the cross is. So that when we begin to take in this truth, our life will begin to correspond to what God already did, and we're laughing at us. So he says, what matters now is whether we have been transformed into that new creation. Continue. Continue. May God's peace and mercy be upon all who live by this what? Principle. they are the new people. So if you don't live by this principle, also I'm not sure that this is because how are you saved? You are saved by faith in what? Christ. And they say, yeah, if you want to believe in Jesus, you must know what you believe. You can't say, I believe in Jesus. What do you believe in? That you're not sure what you believe. See, if you don't have faith in Christ, you don't belong to Him. That your faith in Christ is to accept everything He has done for you. He said, may God's peace and mercy be upon all who live by this principle. What's the principle? That what matters is to be transformed. And that it is at the cross that was separated. Agree, say amen. I didn't hear anything. Are you sleeping on? I am telling you, people, the truth. When you say you believe in Jesus Christ, you must believe in everything He did. The more you know Him, the more you believe Him, the more your life is being transformed by the Holy Spirit. That's what saying, that's what people do. The more you understand the cross, the more you understand the mystery of that wisdom of God that was. The more you understand it, the more the Spirit of God is producing that thing Christ achieved, is producing the reality. The freedom He got used to show. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. So now you make your boast in the and not in your church, in the name of your church. In your church purpose. No. You know where that salvation came from. And you know where that power came from. You know the benefit you got from what He did. So when you say, praise the Lord, oh my, you know what you are saying. And when challenges come, you are faith in Him. He said, no, He set me free from this. I refuse to yield to. And those that trust in Him will not be put to what? But it's not a man. Because now, the devil brings a challenge comes because he thinks, he said, because I can't reason this way. Order your footsteps. Praise the Lord. One time the Lord told me, he said, do you know? He said, the things that get the problem is the things that is complete. He said, once a man takes charge of it, it's God unto himself. That don't get the problem. Let him do. He said, but if you trust me with it, I show myself to you. If you can trust me, if you can rely on me, if you can say, Lord, it's what you do. It's you that is my life. It's you that do. It's you. Because of the I am. And to offer you. Praise the Lord. So we need to really begin to review what we believe in our heart. We need to begin to review. If I say I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, go the whole hog. Go the whole length. Believe everything He did. Believe anything the Spirit of God reveals to you, He achieved for you. Accept it, embrace it. And God will begin to work it out in you. Amen. I said amen. So when we neglect these things, we think, you know, I'm a Christian. So Christians don't do the things. You can't do it because Christians don't. I don't know how far you. That's why studying to know the truth is very important. Studying very, very. Do you know Simon? I told you about him. I want you to explain to me how can drive a man out of church. And he will go and stay outside and sit at his table. And he's there. He said he never mumbled. He never complained. It wasn't one day. It wasn't 2 days. It was regular. It was the Spirit of God that took hold of him. That character doesn't come from him. Doesn't come from him. Because he was hearing things, he was believing. And the Spirit of Christ took over his life. That thing you saw he was doing was a manifestation of the life of Christ. He patience of Christ, the love of Christ. It is not a man to produce this. I mean, let's be real. You come to church today, ushers lock you out. You are not coming back here. Come on. Say amen. You are talking, go to where they are sharing food. I'm not going to fast food. All these sisters that sell food, God will bless all of them. What we do to them is unprintable sometimes. Just food. Ordinary, they haven't locked you out. It's food. Your mouth will say all my, and these are your sisters in the Lord who are volunteering their time. They are moms and children like volunteering, even if they make mistakes, for God's sake. And isn't it human to err sometimes? When you go there, their soul is called. I'm not talking of locking out. I'm talking of food, sharing food. Okay. I think we are going to launch our church. We are going to share food. Take camera and see what happens. Ordinary, brethren, you know what I'm telling. The Lord sat me down and said, it's the Christ that don't understand what this is. Have you ever corrected a Christian? So this is what spirit is that? Master. Is that Christ Jesus? Why is that person like that? Paul said, it was really by the presence of the suit of transformation. By believing the cross that they lead through children by their fruits. Don't ever discard what Jesus did. Because many are called. Better that somebody tells you. Encourage them to be telling you, because the day you do the one that will kill you, it's still somebody that will come and say, hey, see my wife, my wonderful wife. When I used to drink beer, I said, come and take it from me. I will say you are going home. I'm not married again. Say, take my beer. I said, what? You took my beer. Oh my God. I said, so. Okay, so you are now marrying me, right? And I'll say, if you don't replace this, she will run and buy another one. Years down the line, I remember those days I repeated. Because it was saving my life. Now, I'm trying to eat once a day to pay for the beer I drank. Many years back, God, many, that's. I'm confessing my sin here. I don't tell you that. If I listen to her, I'm telling you, I sit down and say to myself, hey, you know the word of God is good. Fools say in their heart there's no God. They are God unto us. That's what they say. Fools say in his heart, that is what? I'm God unto us. I do whatever. If I listen to her, then I'll be eating normal food today. At least, you know, I come back yesterday night and I said to her, I said, this jam of rice is delicious. I said, if I had the thing from downstairs, I said, but I won't touch it. Then I'll go near and look small, go near and small, near and told him, say, no, I'm not there. And I ran downstairs. It was struggle, because the smell was good. I said, don't cook this in temptation in the night now. Because when I come back, I will fall into the pit.
If I had listened to her, I could eat a little now.
But I'm paying for my calamities. And all she was doing was to help me. To help me stay healthy. I told her, I'm not marrying again. I said, so you, are you my husband? Am I your husband? Who is your husband? Beer, my beer, you touch. I say you are. You must go as you will run and buy, buy me destroyer. Yeah. So I'm telling you, if somebody corrects you, please learn to appreciate it. Because one day you say, no. I'm not kidding. One day you what? So my mentor said, if you see anybody who doesn't get correction, he said, make a mental. They don't get. Send them somebody to one another. Even the one you save on the calamity sister. If you understand me, say it. So our flesh is our main problem. The reason that we can't follow Christ fully is because of the flesh. Mainly, it's not only flesh, but it's partly. Paul said, I want to, but I find I can't because there's another part of me that wants the opposite. So if I don't understand how to deal with that flesh, the flesh will be ruling me all the time. And if I don't know how to handle it, I'll just give it up as a bad job and live with it. But the thing they will do to my life, so the reason we can't follow Jesus and we remain unchanged is because we haven't come to realize that the saving grace is in Christ. We haven't really come to realize how only Christ can save. And believe it with all our heart. And testify with all our heart. And see that salvation come. Now, and Jesus told us some things. He says, you shall know the truth. And the truth what? Now, let's look at some of the things that the flesh does to us. Incalculable damage they does to us. Incalculable damage. One man told me, he said, I sat down with my wife. He said, we've been quarreling for years. This is true. He said, we've been quarreling for years. He said, we sat down and saw the losses we incurred because of. Started to calculate our lives. The things we lost should be better. And I told her, I said, I'm not worried. Anything now, it's not done. So this thing destroys my life. So the flesh messes our lives up, period. And so it must be really familiar with how to deal with it through the power of Christ. And not in our own will, but by faith in Christ alone, who is the answer. See our mouth, our emotions, desires of the flesh, if they control us, it will deal a devastating blow to our lives and mess our testimony up. That's what Pastor Peter was saying. Deal with your instrument so it doesn't mock your what? Your eyes. You have to cut up the issue so it doesn't mock your eyes. That is true. Absolutely. So these simple habits affect us so severely, affect us spiritually, affect us physically, affect us financially, and have the potential of dragging us out of it. And it makes us live in darkness. Because flesh is darkness. It makes us live in darkness, that's confusion. Stumbling along, doing next to it, nothing much really. Just religious facing. They mock our lives and we don't have boldness. We can't have boldness to face anything. We can't have boldness to face anything. And then the devil and the devil into our lives. Galatians 6:8 and 9. if only those Galatians 6:8, those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest what? Decay and death from that sinful. So they'll harvest decay. They decay. Spirit will decay. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. Verse 9. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At the just the right time, we'll reap the harvest of blessing. If we do not give. Now, Proverbs 14:12. Just looking at what the flesh can do to the Christian. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are what? So what are those ways that seemeth right unto a man? It is this a man trying to order his things. I'm a Christian, so I can do it. We Christians do that. Those are the ways that seem right. But this teaching that the Spirit of God is saying to you, you know the Lord could not save you. It was Christ that saved you. Saved you. He may not seem right. He may not be all these people that do that. Their life is to tap it. Go and see what their life comes up. One time, I took him to a very school. We went to visit some of my friends. We just got out of university. We bought cars, air conditioned car. I think part of why my wife married me. Air conditioned car. I don't know whether it was the ladies in God, but it helped. I remember her sitting in front of our this. She was smiling all the time. All the time. I said, I've got this one. She's going to wear. Especially driving the table, and nobody had AC there. So I took Kenny, a very small boy. Kenny, I think was 4 or 3. He said, Daddy, so I can spray cook. I said, yeah. So he sprayed it. I said, wow, this is, no, you now buy one. But I got it. So we visited some of my friends, classmates, we graduated together. They were discussing something. And I came. They said, because you haven't seen this. I said, what? So the group of students came to preach to us at the University of Texas. And they ended up passing the night with us. I said, then they said, they were making fun of me. You see what you're talking here. You better listen to me. You better listen. These things cause decay. You decay. You won't even know you are decaying. You don't even understand. You still come to church and be dancing, but you are really, really decaying. Going down the drain. You don't even know. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of what? Death. Now, what happens to our fellowship with the Holy Spirit? That's the problem. If you follow the flesh, you can't follow the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, if you're under the law, you can't be under the Holy Spirit. If you're under the law, it says you are trying to do this according to what the Lord prescribed. Or, then you can't be under the Holy Spirit, which teaches you that the way is faith in Christ, not this law. It's faith in Christ. So you can't be under the Holy Spirit. Now listen, it says, 1 John 1:6. If we say that we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness, we are not practicing what? The truth. So you can say, have fellowship with the Holy Spirit when you go on living by the flesh. Cannot. Can't be partners with God. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And if you don't have fellowship with the Holy Spirit, tell me what you are doing that has been. You haven't seen anything until you see what the Spirit of God does. That's that's why the Lord said, he said, there's nothing worth fighting. He said, if you learn to trust me, if it's my way, I get it done. I said, okay. And look at that sermon I was talking about. They came to pray one small house. There was about 4 or 5 of them. All black slaves. Started to pray. And all of a sudden, God began to move, shook up them. They were falling off their stools. They didn't even understand the trustment. Started speaking in tongues. The following day, they didn't announce a meeting. They didn't invite anybody. The crowd filled outside. A slave boy with one eye stepped out. Spirit does something out of it. All this struggle is fixed. He said the righteous will flourish like what? The palm tree. When God engages your situation, you sit back and watch and watch. I mean, you just sit back and say, awesome. Son. He says, even your enemies, I've made them be at peace. I can use them to destroy them. Who took care of Moses? Was he not the man looking for him to kill him? And not only did he take care of Moses, God made him pay the mother. Talk to me, church. Talk to me. God made him pay the mother. He said, because I'm the God of all flesh, is there anything too difficult? I'm God of all mercy. I can't do anything. He told me, he said, there's nothing worth fighting. If you're a liar, but I have to have fellowship with him. Paul said, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and what? The fellowship of the Spirit of God must be with you. Because without that fellowship, you are your own. And then he's telling us, you can't be walking in darkness, walking in the flesh and say, I have fellowship with you. It won't happen. It won't happen. Look at 8, John 8:31. Just give me a signal now. Because it looks like my watch is not. Give me a signal. Or you show sign language. How many? 5 minutes more. So your own is 5. His own is 5:15. And another 5:50. Can I take 15 minutes? Huh? Because it's tonight. That's it. You think we can take 15 minutes? I can stop here. I need your permission. Right, 15. Okay. John 8:31. Then said Jesus to those Jews who believe in him, if you continue in my word. What does it mean to continue? If you continue to do the things I instruct you, and it is inside you, then are you my what? Which means if you can't continue in the things I instruct you, I continue doing what my father told me. You can't be my disciple. And can I tell you something, church? Please listen. You cannot produce a disciple if you are not a disciple. I don't care what you do in that Sunday school you are teaching people. If you are not a disciple yourself, you can't produce a disciple. You have to be, Paul said, follow me. Because I what? Follow Christ. I'm his disciple. That's why you can follow me. And God is it to produce disciples. Effectiveness of ministry is not a title and name and stuff like that. It is in following Jesus. Ministry primarily is follow Jesus first. Then you make the rest happen. It's not that position and all stuff like that. But who are you? And Jesus said, if you don't continue in my work, now you choose what you want to do. Choose convenience and stuff. If you want to follow Jesus, convenience is out the window. I've gone to bed and the Lord starts talking to me and said, get up and write it. He said, Lord, I'm just about to speak. Get up and write it. I'm not kidding you. I mean, I'm tired. I want to just crash and sleep. And he starts telling you stuff. You get up and go downstairs. It's all right. And once you sit down, you sleep. And once you finish, the sleep will now I've come deeper. Have you not been with the Lord? He said, I don't want you to talk to anybody. It's plain. Nobody. It's too much. Let's go. You better what? There's a lot of reason. Just going to show you the things you need to come. So, if you want to be his disciple, continue his word now. Then you are his disciple indeed. And if you now become serious in what he tells you, then he will give you revelation of the truth. That's why I say, if you continue in my word, then you will know what? I give you more revelation. But if you are not interested in what I'm telling you, you choose what you want. When it is not a man to direct his path, but now you are directing it by your own. Matthew 16:24. Matthew 16. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, if you want to follow me, let him what? What does it mean, deny yourself? It means you cannot take charge. Taking charge of yourself is wrong. Yeah. You can't say what you like. You deny yourself, which is to talk, people you say, you can't talk. Jesus that there talks. Deny yourself, you say, no. Paul said, I put my flesh what? On. I deny it. He wants to do something. No. Do that. Because no, Christ is it. And it can be painful. This is where really here, I'm really like this. It's easy in church. These consultations can really hurt you. Can really give you pain. Said, praise the Lord. So he said, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross, which means cross is a place of suffering, a place of injustice. Let him unjust work. So I'll be at the end of the day. I said, come here and be here. He will never leave you. Take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life. So you start doing stuff to save your life, save your job, save your disease. Because it's not a man to direct this man. Leave it to me. I'll die. You see what flesh does? Flesh wants you to do. Things happen in church. You're not a pastor. God didn't make you a pastor. But you want to do. You want to talk with you because you have not. God is watching. Yourself into trouble. Serious trouble. Read the whole Bible. Why did Israel get into trouble? They were murmuring against Moses. Thousands died. You know why Saul was kicked out? He went to stand in the office of the prophet instead of him. So that would kill him. So he went to offer sacrifice that only Samuel. Read the Bible, that was when God said the kingdom is what? Different. That was when God said it. Because God doesn't choose with orderliness. If you want to put disorder, some spirit of order, a pattern goes wrong. I'm telling you. So there are things you will see. Because you don't even understand it. The last thing I'll read is Hebrews 12. Just want us to see what the flesh does to us. How it ruins our life, ruins our finances, puts us in confusion, puts us in darkness. Hey! Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight. Every what? How about running a race with the weight on your head? Every weight. That's what the flesh does. It puts weight on us. that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, is a weight that makes you fall, which means when you fall, it makes you failure. It makes you fail all the time. It trips you up. You can't succeed. You can't get through. You just keep tripping over, tripping over, tripping over, tripping over. If you are running a race and tripping over, you never get to the first one. And let us run with endurance the rest God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects us. So what we're trying to look at is some of the things that the flesh does to us. And we're not aware. Because we think all the time, devil, devil, devil. But the flesh is very dangerous. Very dangerous. And the only way you can deal with the flesh is you can't. You cannot. Only Jesus can. And he did. Can I hear amen? And he what? He did. When you believe in what he did, it becomes a reality. Because you can sit aside the cross and post in anything. Paul said, I dare not post in anything. I can't post. He said, the cross of Jesus Christ. And then you say, Pastor, are you perfect in the book? But when you start to learn these things, you grow in understanding and you grow in love. Then you grow in love. You grow in faith, you grow in love. The Bible says, faith that manifests in love. The more you grow in this thing, the more the Spirit of God brings out the life of Christ and become more loving, more caring, more accommodating, more becoming. You restrain yourself. Then you become a real witness for Jesus. People want to follow you. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You know the place where you're pleased with them. The principal came to me and said, I haven't been to church for 8 months. He said, I'm home. He said, Pastor, but when you walked in here, something happened. He said, I'll follow you to church. And he didn't tell me, he said, I said, he said, something in here touched me. He said, I'll follow you. You preached to her, you said it. We have Christ in us. And that's the power that pulls you. Can I hear you? It's not you, it's him. And I told her, I said, this is Christ in you. And it's the same Jesus you have. If you can let him become preeminent in your life, in the same manner. Praise the Lord. So.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.